One major carbon capture project came online in Texas late last year. The PetroNova project was built next to a coal-fired power plant where it captures the gas emitted by the plant and separates out the carbon dioxide. From there, the greenhouse gas is piped to an oil field. It's injected deep underground, which allows more oil to be extracted. Tony Armpriester is with PetroNova.
There's not a better place to do another one of these projects than in North Dakota.
Because the oil patch and coal country are neighbors in the western part of the state. Lignite industry leaders say it's critical to figure out a way to capture carbon emissions to keep the industry alive. But there's a big obstacle, actually getting a project like this to function in the real world.
A lot of the emerging technologies need to get some pilot scales out there. It's really hard for industry to go from an idea in a lab to commercial scale.
Several projects are in the works in North Dakota. One is the Alum Cycle, a new type of power plant with zero emissions. Another is Project Tundra, retrofitting an existing power plant with carbon capture technology, like at PetroNova in Texas. Craig Bleth is with Minn Kota Power Cooperative, which is working on Project Tundra.
But it is important to scale up the project in a meaningful way from what's at PetroNova.
To do that, it's going to cost a lot of money, something that has led other potential carbon capture leaders to abandon their projects. Dale Nieswag is with the Basin Electric Power Cooperative.
We're talking hundreds of millions to billions of dollars of projects, and we're going to get industry support. At this point, hope to get federal support, but we're also going to need state support on that.
The state and federal governments have already invested millions of dollars in carbon capture efforts in North Dakota, as has the lignite industry. But it will take significantly more to see the next big carbon capture project like PetroNova come to fruition here. For Prairie Public, I'm Amy Sisk.